Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Oner Erim, a political analyst in Turkey. Oner, what is Turkey doing looking for offshore gas in an exclusive economic zone that is claimed by the Republic of Cyprus?
What it is exactly doing right now is it is trying to make sure that both the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus and Turkey gets their own unfair share of the carbon deposits, whether it's as gas or oil, in the area. Do not forget, Cyprus's existence should be on a bicommunal republic, as it has not been since the 70s. So it's actually trying to make sure that its own economic zone is not hurt, neither is the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus's. So it's looking out for its own interest.
The Turkish economy receives most of its energy, meaning oil and gas, from where?
Overwhelming majority is received from Russia, Iran, Iraq, some of the Gulf states, and a smaller level from East Africa. I would say somewhere between 95 to 100%.
That's quite a steep need for imports.
Absolutely.
The European Union says it's going to cut back on projects with Ankara. For example, there's an aviation agreement that people have been talking about, and also looking into talks about possible Turkish membership in the EU. If Turkey continues this oil exploration in Cypriot waters, how does Ankara look at that?
First of all, things in a world where everything is interconnected to other things. Things like the EU, what the EU is saying that it will do, if Turkey continues exploration, is usually easier said than done. Having said that, Turkey will not be, or anybody in Turkey, not just the government, but will not be looking too favorably towards EU, especially when it comes to Cyprus issue. Don't forget, Cyprus has been formed under the guarantors of Greece, United Kingdom, and Turkey. And it should have been, or it is actually, a bicommunal republic. The bicommunal part has been monocommunal since the 70s, hence, overlooking all the rights of the Turkish community within the island since 1974, basically. And also, do not forget that EU has forgotten about its own writings when it accepted Cyprus into EU before Turkey, which is something that they have signed in writing not to do so. So Turkey is not going to be looking too favorably when it comes to, suggestions from EU, especially on Cyprus. Turkey is just going to make sure its own interests and the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus' interests are kept to the point where, it's fair and square for everybody.
But don't Turkey and its people aspire to joining the EU?
The ruling president, Erdogan, has said many years ago that it's an aim, but not a goal. We will do what needs to be done to get to the standards of the EU. But if they don't want to, they don't want Turkey as a part of the EU, that's their own. I would say within the last at least few years, the belief that of Turks ever getting into EU is slim to none.
You are listening to Oner Erim, a political analyst in Turkey. Oner, is Turkey looking to run some kind of interference against other possible gas exploration and pipeline packages in the Eastern Mediterranean, such as a plan that exists currently between Cyprus and Israel, or Cyprus and Egypt, or perhaps the three of them together?
I have not heard any statements, nor have I seen anything towards the issue of Turkey intercepting any kind of pipeline or exploration that she is involved. What is going on right now is, first of all, looking at the area, knowing the region, you have to realize that the most convenient and the most economical way of moving this carbon deposits from the source to possibly Europe, which seems to be the biggest nearby markets that will use these deposits, is through Turkey. But Turkey doesn't seem to have attracted, or nobody has knocked on the door to co-explore or to refine the deposits. So what Turkey is doing is they're just doing their own exploration, and they're going to try to market the product that they actually get themselves. I have not heard or seen any indications that Turkey is in the midst of trying to block any other efforts. What Turkey is doing right now is it's building its own effort. Now, at one point, could Turkey's interest be clashing with the interest of others when it comes to exploratory points or extraction points? We don't know. We will see. I believe both sides have made efforts so far for that not to happen. But in the days to come, we'll have to wait and see what will go on or how it will be handled on either side.
Owner Aram, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.